So everyday bench workers are, you know, quietly eating your profit margins about 3 minutes at a time, and you probably don't even know it.
Right. It's totally invisible.
Yeah. Today's critique reviews a comprehensive breakdown of electrical enclosure door fabrication costs, which highlights those hidden touch labor expenses while offering 5 strategic levers to reduce unit cost.
The discussion on tracking first press yield brilliantly exposes those hidden quality costs, yet it lacks practical implementation steps for capturing this elusive data on the shop floor.
Right. It just kind of leaves you hanging on the execution part.
Exactly.
The material correctly points out that reworked doors, like, say, those requiring extra bench grinding, hide inside final yield metrics.
Uh-huh. But the weakness here is that it stops short of explaining how management can actually extract this invisible labor data. I mean, if an operator spends 3 minutes smoothing out a weld, they aren't going to break their momentum to go fill out a clipboard.
No, definitely not. It's like trying to diet without writing down your snacks.
That is a great way to put it.
Right? If the bench workers don't log the extra grinding, the cost model basically starves for accurate data. So the suggestion is to provide a low-friction data capture strategy that operators can actually use without disrupting their workflow.
Or feeling penalized.
No.
Exactly.
To ground that in a concrete example, the text could suggest a physical token system where operators drop a coin into a jar for every reworked corner. I mean, I see what you're going for there, but let's see how we can strengthen this. Because a coin jar sounds great in theory, but won't union workers just see that as management tracking their mistakes?
Oh yeah, they totally might.
It seems highly risky on an actual shop floor, you know, to be that visible about it.
That is a very real risk, which is why the how matters just as much as the what here. It really has to be a blameless system.
Right.
So if a jar is too visible, another concrete example is a simple one-button barcode scan right at their station, just labeled touch-up.
Oh, that's smart?
Yeah, that mechanism allows the shop to quantify the hidden factory accurately without bringing production to a halt or singling anyone out.
That makes a lot of sense. So once you finally get operators to log those hidden rework minutes using a scan, what do you actually do with that data? Because it completely changes your equipment ROI.
It really does.
The equipment payback section accurately lists the variables for return on investment, but the framework stops before demonstrating how freed capacity actually alters the mathematical outcome.
Yeah, the weakness in this section is that the material notes whether freed welding capacity is sold or sits idle, basically splits the answer. But it just leaves the reader hanging.
Right, it doesn't really follow through.
Exactly. It doesn't show how to factor that crucial difference into the simple payback formula they provided. We're telling the reader it matters, but we aren't showing them the mechanics of why it matters.
So the suggestion would be to integrate a short dual scenario calculation to ground the abstract ROI variables into concrete math.
Yes, visualizing the extremes makes the concept stick so much better.
For sure.
That's clearly laid out. I wonder, though, if we've considered whether the connection between the capacity variables and the final ROI is fully established in the material without a side-by-side comparison.
You really need that side-by-side.
You do. As a concrete example, you could show one calculation where a shop saves 500 hours and actually sells that capacity, which cuts payback to, say, 18 months.
Wow, okay.
And then you juxtapose that against a scenario where those same 500 hours just sit idle, extending the payback to 4 years.
That is a huge difference. Seeing those two numbers side by side turns an abstract bullet point about demand into this high-stakes financial reality.
It really shifts the focus from theoretical savings to actual cash flow.
It connects the dots on exactly how tracking those hidden 3-minute grinding sessions is critical to justifying new equipment.
Absolutely.
Well, to wrap up, we examined making first-pass yield tracking actionable and grounding the ROI capacity variables with mathematical scenarios.
Right. And to summarize our actionable suggestions, you want to implement low-friction shop floor tracking methods for rework and add a dual scenario math breakdown in the equipment investment section.
Perfect. We invite you to implement these revisions and submit the work back to the critique for further review. Because, you know, once you start accurately capturing the hidden realities on your shop floor, the math will finally start working in your favor.